Oh, the late 70s. Definitely our jam, right, Janie?
Oh, yes. Sister Sam.
Yes, indeed. Chic Le Freak. And I just want to be your everything, Andy Gibb, on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Welcome to election month. Toronto will get a new mayor in a little over 3 weeks, and the debates just keep on coming. At least two more mayoral debates happen next week, including one here at Zoomer Hall, Wednesday, June the 7th at noon. The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane has also been featuring the candidates who are leading in the polls. And today, we welcome Mitzi Hunter. Good morning, Mitzi.
Hi, good morning. I just want to say it's my jam, too. I grew up in a home with a jukebox in the basement. So
nice. Nice.
So you enjoy the original greatest hits yourself.
I do.
Mitzi, what are your thoughts on the debate at TMU last night, and how do you think that you did?
I loved the debate. I loved the opportunity to just tell Toronto, you know, what makes me the choice as mayor of Toronto with the breadth of experience I bring, but also just a real understanding of the issues that people are facing and what I'm hearing. And I've presented them with a fully costed and funded plan to fix the six. And I was able to demonstrate that and talk about that last night. And I think people are really seeing the difference. I'm not talking around the issues. I'm giving them straight talk about what we need to do to just make sure that this city gets back on track.
I feel like the elephant in the room, though, is still that giant budget hole, and it's not really being discussed. So as a viewer last night and a listener, I'm hearing lots of promises that are going to cost lots and lots of dollars. But I want to know, how is Toronto going to level set that budget problem?
Yeah, you know, and that's, I think you're absolutely right. I think Toronto needs to know that the city is going to be well managed and in good hands. I've definitely put forward in a transparent way everything, and it can be found on my website, that I am going to be doing to make sure that, first of all, make sure that we're not a city in decline, because then the budget hole will just keep growing. And you can see that by a clear example of the TTC. You know, we have to now really provide a huge budget subsidy because ridership is down on the TTC. So we actually have to fix the safety issue. We have to fix the death spiral of, you know, reducing services and raising fares. Those are things that actually will head us in a better direction when it comes to managing the city finances. So in my plan, I do address how we pay for these commitments that I'm making that helps to revive our city and make sure that we're a city that works for everyone everywhere. And it also addresses how do we manage the budget hole that, you know, has been left. And frankly, it is a mess and it has to be cleaned up. And I'm prepared to do that.
Mitzi, we wait on Fridays. Tomorrow, we will find out the latest polling results and see if there is still the Chowmentum, as it's being called, with Olivia Chow out in front among decided voters. Last night, there was a lot of focus on Olivia Chow and how much she's going to raise property taxes. What is the strategy in spending so much time on that one aspect of Olivia Chow's plans?
Yeah, I think people need to see that she is, ahead in the polls, but there's a risk there. She's not being completely honest with the voter. You're trying to say that, oh, I'll give you my number after the voting day. I think that's wrong. And I really, you know, I called her out on it and she didn't really have an answer, but it's something for the voters to think about. Do you really want to, you know, put someone in that office not knowing at all what it's going to cost? And, you know, and she's depending, for instance, on the federal government to provide something that they have refused to do to this point. So it's all, you know, it's just not adding up, and there was no answer. And I think people really saw that, and she has to account for that. You know, if you want to be mayor of this city, you got to put forward your plan. There's still 4 weeks to go in this campaign. And I think it would be the height of arrogance for her to just say that it doesn't matter, because it does. It matters to voters who they elect, and they have other choices. And that's what I'm putting forward to the voters, that, you know, we don't have to go with the same old faces and all of that. We can do something different in this city.
Okay, so good luck at the CARP debate next Wednesday here at Zoomer Hall, Mitzi. We appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. First of all, I love seniors. And, you know, today I'm going to be talking about all the things that I am doing to make sure that our city is a seniors friendly city, that we, for instance, riding free on the TTC is one of my commitments to seniors and Wheel-Trans users. You know, we have to make sure that our seniors can live well and successfully in our city as well.
Toronto mayoral candidate Mitzi Hunter.